hand. Here we go. Jeff, thank you so much for your patience, sir.
Hello, Dr. Wright. I would like to know if your clinics use frequency medicine like Dr. Reif did in the 1930s to cure cancer, and if not, why not?
Have you heard of FDA? The last doctor that used Dr. Reif's equipment, Dr. Ruth Drown, had her office broken into and smashed with FDA agents wielding sledgehammers. And we had, especially for the poor Reif machine, and we had enough with the FDA raid on our clinic where they arrested our B-complex, I'm not kidding, in 1992, and we don't want any more FDA raids. So no, we don't work with something that, by the way, folks, for the few who haven't heard about Reif medicine, Royal Reif, an electronics engineer, was curing. Did I say curing? Yes, I did say curing. Cancers. Sent to him by faculty members of the University of Southern California. And he cured them so successfully that right there you can find in a book about this, you can find a photo reproduction of the front page of the Los Angeles Times talking about a celebratory dinner because the cure of cancer had been found, attested to by a committee from the University of Southern California faculty. But we can't have that, can we? So we've got to smash it with sledgehammers. Okay, I'll shut up about that, Jeff.
Okay, thank you so much. Sorry you can't use that equipment. That's really a shame.
Yeah, I wish we could, too. There's a number of things we could do if it weren't for the federal agency and the state medical board, but they just got to stick with this standard of patentable care. Standard of care, and keep everything else out. Have you ever read the Fitzgerald Report, sir?
Pardon me?
Have you ever read the Fitzgerald Report?
No, I have not. I read The Cancer Cure That Worked and a couple other books about Dr. Royal Reif.
Right. Yeah, Raymond Royal Reif, yeah. Well, just put into your search engine Fitzgerald, as in John Fitzgerald, but just Fitzgerald Report, 1953. And that was 1953 now. And up will come several copies, and you can download this one too, copied straight from the congressional, in fact, it's a photo of the congressional record in which the chief investigator for the Interstate Commerce Commission documents collusion between AMA, the pharmaceutical companies, and Los Federales at FDA to squash all the competition for the big pharmaceutical companies. Just look at Fitzgerald Report, sir. And that was 1953.
Yeah, thank you so much.
That was 1953, and that effort has not stopped. So, you're welcome, sir, and thank you for calling. And I, thank you.